Mariam Adafe is learning to write and work with numbers. She started this at-home study program a year ago at the age of 39. UNESCO partnered with the Ministry of Education to create these literacy modules. They run daily on state television. Some days it's counting, other days it's spelling. The women who are taking part say the lessons have made them more independent.
These days I have my mobile phone and I can read messages and I can send messages too. And I don't have to go to anyone else to give them my mobile phone to read it for me.
Mariama says the lessons are convenient. She fits in 3 modules a week while also working full-time and taking care of her 3 kids. Senegal has limited funds for literacy. At-home study programs are cheap and easy to manage. Some women do prefer the classroom. The women here practice in Olof and in French. At least 2/3 of illiterate adults in Senegal are women, but Aissou Keita, who's 39, says it's never too late.
My kids laugh at me. They think it's funny that I started learning at this age. When I make mistakes, they correct me. But I feel very proud of it, and I have nothing to regret.
Instructor Mamadou Diallo says the women love the interactive display wall.
The first time they saw it, they were mesmerized and anxious to try it. I told them, wait, first we need to work on the chalkboard before we can start the math. It has been a joy for them to learn how to use new technology.
Mom and Dak Mbouk is treasurer for the classroom business. The women buy food in bulk and sell it for profit. They practice these transactions in the classroom.
We started with about $100 and we go to the market. We buy onions in bulk at $1 a kilo and we sell them for $1.20 a kilo. We keep the profit and we return the dollar to the group. We keep on doing it. So far, we have earned $700.
The classes are free, and the women can come as long as they want. UNESCO is now expanding the program to Kenya, Nigeria, and the Gambia. Kristen Roby for VOA News, Peking, Senegal.